The Torah says, "Achodesh azeh lechem." This month, Chodesh Nisan, shall be Rosh Chodashim, the first of the months. This was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael as a nation. So how did one go about fulfilling this mitzvah? Chazal say, when two people recognized the first tiny luminous curve of the moon, while it was still engulfed in darkness, they came up to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim and testified as to what they had just witnessed. After their testimony was verified and accepted, the new month was established. Who was eligible to give edus about the new moon? It did not have to be an ordained rabbi or a shashiva or a chassidish rebbe. Any two common Jews could give testimony, and based on their edus, the new month was sanctified. And this is extremely significant, because based on their testimony, the Jewish calendar would be set, including the date of Yontif, if it falls out during that month. The mitzvah Rosh Chodesh teaches us the vast empowerment of every Yid and the enormous confidence HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in every member of Klal Yisrael. It is because of your testimony the calendar gets established. Because of your edus that all of Klal Yisrael eats matzah on that particular night. HaChodesh Azeh Lechem, the Chodesh was given over to you. And this is a testament of a Yid's control over nature. Kiddush HaChodesh is an act of man, rather than a phenomenon of nature. The Gemara asks, what if there's a case of mistaken identity? Perhaps the witnesses did not see a sliver of the moon. Maybe it was a bird, or a star, or the light of an airplane. Does the month still become sanctified? And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says something amazing. The Pasuk says, Eile me'ada Hashem ikroi kodesh. These are Hashem's appointed holy days, asher tekrui oisam, which you shall designate in their appointed times, meaning establishing the days of Yontif. The word Oysam is spelled without the letter Vav. Says the Gemara, Al tekrui Oysam elo Atem. Atem meaning you, afile shogigin. You are authorized to determine the date of the new month. Even if you unwittingly establish the new moon on the wrong day, it still becomes Yontif on that day. What if someone intentionally deceives Beis Din? If the Sanhedrin was intentionally misled by false witnesses, says the Gemara, Atem afili mazidin. Hashem says, it doesn't matter whether you have proclaimed the Chodesh at their proper time or the improper time. In all cases, once the Sanhedrin establishes the day as the new Chodesh, it is sanctified and Hashem gives his consent. Even if that means that Rosh Chodesh is technically inaccurate, the calendar remains as is with all of its observances. Even if it means that Jews will eat chametz on days that scientifically should have been Pesach. Even if it means that we will eat on a day that is technically Yom Kippur. Hashem changes the day to the one we decide it should be, because He takes into account humanity's errors and flaws and makes them holy. So even if the day is theoretically wrong, Hashem makes it right. The Chiddush HaRim says something incredible. He says, we find another pasuk that refers to Klal Yisrael as Atem. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We are all Banim of Hashem. So he says, Atem Afila Shogegin, Atem Afila Mazidin. Our Father in Heaven loves His children, no matter how imperfect, no matter how flawed or corrupt, it doesn't matter how low we have fallen, a Jew remains a Jew. We are all still children of Hashem. And perhaps that is why Kiddush HaChodesh was the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. When the Jewish people were given this mitzvah, they were still in Mitzrayim. There was darkness and suffering. Klal Yisrael were worshipping idols. They were teetering on the 49th level of Tumah, almost at the point of no return. So Hashem gave them the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh to teach them the value and the power of every Jew. There's a story told where a speaker was called to speak to boys who were struggling with their Yiddishkeit, and they were feeling very down and depressed and needed some chizuk. He stood before them and held up a $100 bill. Who wants this bill? He called out. They all raised their hands. He crumpled the bill until it was a tiny ball and said, now who wants it? Once again, they all yelled and raised their hands. He stepped on it and he jumped on it. Now who wants this crumpled, stamped on $100 bill? They all said they still wanted it. He then threw it into a pile of mud and he asked them, do you still want this filthy, crumpled up $100 bill? And they all said yes. So he asked them, if it's so muddy and disgusting, why do you still want it? And they said, $100 remains $100, no matter what you do with it. We can straighten it out, We can wash it off and we still have $100. And the speaker told him, this same concept is with a Yid's neshama. Even if it is crumpled up and covered in mud and trampled on, you can wash it off and straighten it out, and it remains a holy special neshama. And that is the message of Rosh Chodesh, the significance of every Jew. No matter how low a Yid has fallen, we are all still Banim Atem Lashem. Hashem cherishes every one of His children. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.